This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. State social workers and their family members urged Massachusetts lawmakers to strengthen protections for caretakers of the mentally ill. They spoke at a special hearing today on Beacon Hill.
The hearing was to consider Stephanie's Law, named for Stephanie Moulton, a young social worker who was killed by a patient earlier this year while working at a group home in Revere.
One proposed safety measure would require the use of panic buttons, which social workers could use in case of emergency to immediately summon 911.
Stephanie Moulton's mother, Kimberly Flynn, testified at today's hearing.
We're just here to represent Stephanie and just to make sure that this never happens again. So our concern is that everybody is taken care of. We're not being vengeful. We're not being hateful. We just all love Stephanie.
WBUR's Deborah Becker spoke with Flynn earlier this week.
The reason why this was such a big issue with me is the day that we had my daughter's wake. There was girls coming in, introducing themselves as members of staff that worked with Stephanie. And they were all 5 feet tall and weighed 100 pounds. And that was my daughter. And the back of my hair stood up. And I just, the first thing I said was, no other mother can ever be pulled into a police station and sat down and told that this happens.
Police told Flynn that her daughter was beaten and stabbed and her body dumped in a church parking lot. The man accused of the murder is Deshaun James Chappelle, a resident of the group home where Moulton worked.
My daughter Stephanie just got engaged. She was just about to get married. The night before she died, she finally found her wedding dress. And what happened to her is just, it's horrendous. And we'll never know what happened in that place.
Moulton, the first in her family to graduate from college, had a bachelor's degree in social work. That gained her an entry-level position with the North Suffolk Mental Health Association, the company that runs the group home in Revere. It's one of the largest behavioral health care providers in Massachusetts. Chappelle had been at the Revere group home for just a few weeks before the murder. His lawyer, Jeff Karp, says with a long history of mental illness that included several psychiatric hospitalizations, Chappelle fell through the cracks.
I believe that the evidence will show that he wasn't treated to the full ability or capacity that they had at that particular center.
Chappelle began showing symptoms of schizophrenia about 8 years ago when he was 19. Since then, he's accumulated a long criminal and mental health record. Both advocates for social workers and for the mentally ill say this case points to a failure in the mental health system.
Both families have had a horrible tragedy.
Toby Fisher is a policy specialist with the Service Employees International Union. It represents about a third of the mental health workers in Massachusetts. He's pushing for several safety measures for workers and for clients.
It isn't just Stephanie's family. It's really Yvette, who's the mother of the accused killer, and their entire family, because they really, for all practical purposes, have lost their son. And, you know, maybe this could be avoided. And I'll never know whether this could or could not have been avoided, but I certainly think that both families would agree that at that particular day, Stephanie shouldn't have been alone with this man.
Kimberly Flynn has filed a wrongful death lawsuit that alleges several mistakes led to her daughter's death.
Everybody keeps telling me, you know, that I don't look angry, but you know what? We had our feelings, well. But I really want to be screaming that these people actually killed my daughter. You know, they all did. They all, I mean, they're just as guilty as he is. I mean, everybody is. I mean, the mistakes. And we're all angry, but we have to keep it in for Stephanie.
That report from WBUR's Deborah Becker. Now, the accused in this case, Deshaun James Chappelle, has yet to be tried. His family was in court today arguing that he is too mentally ill to stand trial.